Radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
And welcome to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast, where Reverend Roger L. Green, Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
Lord, thank you now. This idea we know is coming through. We just wait on you to move. Have the patience. Father, now as we stand, as always, we ask you to speak to me and speak through me, that your word will go forth and accomplish its purpose. In Christ's name and for his sake we pray, amen. To the gospel according to St. Mark. Thank God for these ministers of music, didn't they? And this choir did a remarkable job on today. So glad to see Sister Kathy Granville. God bless you. Always glad to see you. Mark chapter 3. Chapter 3, commencing at verse 1. And he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there which had a withered hand. And they watched him, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath, that they may accuse him. And he said unto the man which had the withered hand, stand forth. And he said unto them, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath day, or to do evil, or to save life, or to kill? But they held their peace. And when he had looked around about them with anger, being grieved for hardness of their hearts, he said unto the man, stretch forth thy hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored whole as the other. Look to your neighbor, say, neighbor, I have some good news for you. Jesus is about to do something. God bless you. You ought to give God a hand clap of praise. Jesus is about to do something. Thank you, Ursus. Quite sure that you can agree with me this morning that some of us have had a rough week. Your blessings been blocked. Your hope has been hindered. Even your worship is warped. Your praise is on pause. And you're looking for some kind of deliverance or some kind of answer from God. You're upset. Your joy has been jammed. Your smile is smitten. You've even lost the laugh that you once had. Everything that made you happy is depleted, rescinded, and retreated. And now you feel that I'm all alone dealing with the situations of life. Nobody cares. But I come by to tell you, you just showed up at the right church at the right time. The Holy Spirit told me to tell you Jesus is about to do something. How many know? Can't nobody do you like Jesus can. And just the fact of the matter that he is about to do something is enough for me to praise him before he does anything. And see, one thing God wants to know from you is how far your trust in him goes. Some of us don't trust or exercise our trust until we receive what we're asking for. God wants you to trust him even like the choir saying, you're still waiting. And I've learned to worship while I wait. And so the text that is before us, this passage, finds Jesus in the synagogue on the Sabbath day. Yes, Jesus went to church. And if the creator of the church, the rock in which the church stands on, went to church, what's your problem? But watch this. There are other folk in the same church with him, but they are there to try to trap him. They are there to try to discredit him, to destroy the ministry God had called him to do. Never be naive to believe that everybody is in the church for the same reason. There are true worshipers here. There are people who have just walked in just to give God what they owe him. There are some folk that walked in Mount Zion, don't care about what you have on and where you come from and your social status and who your boo is. They don't care about all of that. They just walked in to give God praise and to give God worship. How many can testify and say, I've been through too much hell last week to be worrying about where you got your hair done at and your nails done? I came in here to lift up the name of Jesus because he's been that good to me. These ones that's in the church with Jesus in the text, they will stop at nothing to try to stop him. The Bible says in verse 1, he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there with a withered hand. Watch this. Jesus shows up the same Sunday he showed up. Y'all missing. The Sunday you allowed the devil to tell you to stay home is the Sunday Jesus showed up at Mount Zion with your blessing. And since you wasn't here, I'm going to give it to somebody else. I need to tell you, you need to get to church. Why you think the devil gets his busiest on Sunday morning? You've been feeling good all week long, but then all of a sudden on Sunday, you've been going to work. Now, y'all ain't gonna like what I'm getting ready to tell you. You've been going to work in the rain all week long, and then when the clouds get dark on Sunday, I better not go out in that rain. But then if it rained Monday, you're gonna get up and go to work. God said, I got a blessing for you, and sometimes you've got to go through the dark clouds to get what God has for you. Look, I'm just being real with you. Look, can I tell you something? I don't know about you, but I like keeping it real even with me. When I was in my devilish state, rain didn't stop me from doing what I wanted to do. If I want to go out and smoke me some weed, I don't care if the tornado was out there. I was going to do what I want. Now look at y'all holy folk looking at me like that. If you ran short of the liquor at home, I don't care if it's a typhoon out there. You're going to find the clearest, closest liquor store. Go ahead and take your holy halo off and get real with God. And see, what I have done, that same determination I had to dance with the devil, I've got the same determination when it comes to God. He's been that good to me. He shows up. There's a man with a withered hand. The word withered means paralyzed, useless. Life sometimes can paralyze you to make you feel useless. Now, here's your praise cue. He has a withered hand. It's useless. but he's in church. The worst thing you can do is to go through a hurting situation and stay from the church. He comes in with his withered hand, his hand that was stricken with paralysis, but yet Jesus walks in. And the Bible says that the people in verse 2 was watching him. They wasn't doing anything, just watching. Let me say it again. He had a paralysis. He had a condition. And they knew he had a condition. And all they did was watch him. Nobody walked up to him. Brother, what is it that I can do for you to help you along the way? Oh, I'm so glad that the sisters of the Mount Zion Church took this young lady to the back and welcomed her and clothed her and said, baby, you just as important as anybody else in this church. And that's what's wrong with us. All we want to do is watch people. But while you watching me, put some food on my table. While you're watching me, put a clothes on my... Matter of fact, if you don't like the clothes I wear, go buy the clothes you want to see me in, and I'll put them on. I even get up on Sunday and call you out and say, you bought me this. Watch this. They watched him. This man was broken. And all they did was watch. And I believe that in the midst of their watching, they knew the compassion of Jesus. And they know when Jesus saw this man's condition that he wasn't going to leave him the way he finds him. And they were saying within ourselves now, we here, he's here, Jesus is here, and it's the Sabbath. And if he heals him, which we know he's going to do, we got him just where we want. Now, you a sad circle of circumstance that you will sit in God's house and start a conspiracy. Jesus, to them not knowing, already knew what was in their heart. So what is Jesus about to do? Reb, I got three things and we'll get out of here. Number one, Jesus is about to call you out. Watch this. When he saw them and knew what they was going to do, in verse 3, he says to the man with the withered hand, he says, stand forth. He says, since they're watching you anyway, let's give them something to look at. He says, stand forth. The original writing in Greek was not just stand forth, but stand before. In other words, stand up and let them take a good look at you. You're sitting down and they can't really see everything about you. Won't you just stand up? And as a matter of fact, when you stand up, there you go, baby. Turn around and just let them get a good look at you. Boy, you tell me God ain't, I ain't never seen this young lady a day of my life. This sermon came to me 2 weeks ago, and I'm preaching the Sunday she shows up at church. God is trying to talk to somebody in here this morning. He said, stand up and let them get a good look at you. I'm calling you out because I want them to take an analysis of your life. I want them to get a close look at your withered hand. And when they get up close, look at it, they will have no doubt that your hand is with it. Y'all not get what am I saying? Sometimes you need to get up and let people see what's going on with you. Yeah, I'm not feeling my best, but I want you to take a good look at me, because when Jesus get through with me, I'm not going to look the same way I did last Sunday, because he did something in my life. He says, stand up. I'm calling you out. He said, because I want you to be a walking advertisement of what God can do. And don't you know you are billboard for God? Every time you say he healed my body, you're advertising that God is a healer. Shame on you if you won't get up in the church and give God thanks for all that he has done for you. He said, first of all, he's going to call you out. What else Jesus is about to do? Well, not only is he going to call you out, but Jesus is about to speak on your behalf. Watch the text. He tells the man to stand up, but he never tells the man to say nothing. He says, I want them to look at you. You keep your mouth shut, and I'm going to speak on your behalf. Sometimes you don't have to say anything. People can look in your actions to say that you're happy God delivered you. Have you ever met somebody in church that can't keep still? They don't say too much, but they just keep standing up, sitting down, standing up like they exercise. They want you to know God did this thing. Jesus says, stand forth. And Jesus asks them two questions. He says, now, since you're looking at him, and I already know what's in your heart, he said, let me ask you a question. Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days, or to do evil, to save a life, or to kill a life? Jesus says, since you are so caught up in laws, I'm going to ask you a question and see can you answer it. Now, Jesus is talking, as I bring it up in 2022, you know who he's talking to? He is talking to the keepers of the bylaws. Oh, y'all done got quiet. Church members who can quote bylaws but can't quote scripture. They know what article this section and that's in, but don't know where the 23rd Psalm is. Oh, y'all done getting y'all. Don't get like that on me right now. Watch this. He says, now you are a keeper of the law. See, in the Mosaic law, their belief is you cannot do anything to anyone, regardless of the situation, unless the medical condition is in danger of their life. Amen. And what they was telling Jesus, he has a withered hand. His life is not in danger. Leave him the way he is. But we put a measurement on what God needs to do. Now, maybe God just needs to tone my speech. But you can't say that's not important. It's not important to you, but it's important to me. Watch this. They refuse to answer the question. Y'all ready? Jesus asked what was on their heart. They refused to answer the question, and it angered Christ. The Bible says, and he got angry. And my brothers and sisters, it's dangerous to fall in the hand of an angry God. So, watch this. Jesus is about to call you out. Secondly, he's going to speak on your behalf. But then watch this. Thirdly, Jesus is about to take care of your situation. Watch this. When they held their peace, it angered him. It angered him because of the mindset and the heart condition they had towards another man in church. And so Jesus says this. He says he was grieved because of the hardness of their heart. And Jesus tells this man, he says, now, what I want you to do stretch your hand out. They're already looking at it. And while they're looking at it, they're going to see me bless you. Sometimes you ought to want people to see you. If they stand at you, let them stare at you. Because Jesus says, while they're staring at you with their wrong intentions, I'm going to bless you right in front of them. Come here, David. 23rd Psalm. I'll prepare a table right in the presence of your enemies. And how many can testify and say, preacher, I got some enemies? And I tell you something, all my enemies are not at work either. All of my enemies are not in the street either. You got some enemies on the same pew with you. You got some enemies maybe singing in the same choir with you. You may have some enemies praying on the same deacon board with you. You may have some enemies in the same pulpit. We good, dog. We good. In the pulpit with you. Don't ever be naive to believe that you're so holy that you don't have enemies. You have enemies. But one thing I love about it, I have a God who cares. I have a God who looks out for me. I have a God who watches over me. Jesus didn't come to this world for man-made rules to get caught up in politics. He came to heal the brokenhearted. He came to give sight to the blind. He came to make the dumb talk. He came to make the lame walk. He came to feed 5,000 men, not counting women and children. He came to walk on the water during a raging storm to say, peace, be still. He came that a woman can reach out and touch the hem of his garment and her 12-year-old issue can be dried up. He came to touch a woman who was bearing her son, touch the casket, and her son rose again. He came to show up 4 days late at Lazarus' funeral, and then when he was in the grave to say, Lazarus, come forth. Can I tell you something? He came here this morning to bless you. He came here this morning to pick you up. He came here this morning to turn you around. Oh, they were hot. They even sought to destroy him. They was mad. The Bible said, we go and talk to the head of Romans. These were keepers of the law also. But the head of Romans and the Pharisees didn't get along. Watch this. Both were keepers of the law, but they didn't get along. But they found common ground to try to trap Jesus. The enemies of your enemies will come together to try to set you up. But oh, little did they know the real reason why he came. They tried to get him to the cross, but that was the reason why he came, to get to the cross. And as I leave you here this mountain this morning, Mount Zion, I come to tell you, he's about to do something for you. Since you showed up this morning, you're not feeling your best, but I come to tell you, he's about to do something. I don't care what you got going on next week and the things you might be worried about this morning. I come to tell you, he's about to do something. Somebody ought to be praising God right now. Just the fact Jesus is about to do something. I know they're lying on you. I know they're putting your name on the highway. But don't worry about that. He's about to do something. Now, what is that? Anybody here can testify that the Lord is good. That the Lord can make a way out of no way. You know, Ramdeer Bone, I told